Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, I'm sorry, we're recording.
Yeah, I know. You started with a click and you opened your can. But I wanted to start with this, Greg. I'm sorry. I know that you have you started with a can that may have been a beer, but it's not a beer. It's 10:30 in the morning in Newfoundland. That sounds about right. I have something for you, though. You ready? I had to make this before we could start.
All right. Suck it, quack, quack. I see.
When I saw him start last night, I was like, crap, Greg's not going to show up today.
Listen, I was very hopeful we were getting a Stephanie Vaquer match tonight just so we could, get the Booker T part.
The full Booker T effect.
The full Booker T, yeah.
Anyways, it is what it is. We should probably start because I think there's things we need to talk about. So
Is there things we need to talk about?
You said it best in the super secret group chat with Randy and Eric, the Raw Dogs, who are here on the Hub Sports Entertainment Network. You can listen to the best damn Raw review on the internet with our buddies. So, Greg, what the hell?
All right.
Theme song.
Cast and sports entertainment is Brad, the Dad, and Father Greg, the Smack Daddies.
Hello, friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for the Hub. I am Brad, the Dad, and running shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Greg Father Feltham.
Bless you, my son.
Gregory, what the hell?
For so many reasons, but why now? What the hell? Are we talking about SmackDown? Are we talking about how I may never get back? Like, I don't know. How I barely got here?
The fact that the Rapture left us behind on Tuesday?
Listen, it, I don't know if it left me, because I still wasn't here by Tuesday, like...
You're alluding to this, Greg. Why don't you do that one? And I will give you my quabble of the week. And we'll start this with I think I need to make a theme song. It's like two grumpy old men complaining about what's going on in the world.
Yeah, sure. So I took this week to come in and visit my mom. I was supposed to leave Nova Scotia on Sunday. The ferry had been broke for, I think, 5 days by that point. So they delayed me to Monday. So I said, okay, cool. I get to the ferry on Monday and we're supposed to be leaving port by this point. We still were sat on the dock. So eventually they load us on the boat a couple hours after we were supposed to leave. And they said, well, at least you're on the boat now. When everything is fixed, we will pull out and head out of port. So I get ready and... I get a shower. Oh, sorry. The first thing I did when I got on the boat was got a beer. 100%. That's the very first thing I did. After I dropped my clothes, my bag to my room, I went back to the bar. I went to and picked up a Kitty Vitty Brewery Iceberg beer. and then head back to my room. What? Just the one? Yeah, I only got the one. They're $10 a beer.
You are the greatest of all time.
Oh, thank you. I thought you were saying one as in you only got the one beer, like you should have gotten two. Like, I thought that's what you were going with, not hold a second. My bad. See, visual cues, not that great. So I go back to my room and lock myself in for the night. I grab a shower. I talk to my wife. I, you know, shag around on my phone, whatever else. Realize that I'm kind of screwed because there's no Wi-Fi on the boat. And I didn't download stuff because they told me about this lovely new program they have for their like video library and stuff. And it has like crappy movies that I don't want to watch. So I kind of resigned myself. And at 11:30 or so in the night, I decide, okay, it's time for me to get ready and go to bed. By the way, we're still tied up in port at this point. And I go to sleep, and I wake up 7:30, 8 o'clock the next morning and said, okay, well, I know I'm in the ocean. I don't know where I am. I don't know how far I am from shore. I don't know when we left. And come to find out, I think that they left port around 2:30 in the morning. So when I woke up in first thing in the morning to, you know, go down to breakfast, I checked it with the purser's desk, and they say, yeah, we should be getting in, oh, about 6:30 in the evening, which is, you know, 25 hours after we were supposed to leave. With that, I kind of resigned myself that I was driving in the dark then, which is kind of what I took this ferry to avoid. But alas, here we are. And so by the time I ran an errand into the city and then got to my mom's place, it was midnight on Tuesday night before I got here. And then this morning, just before we started to record, Brad, I get a text from Marine Atlantic telling me that, hey, there's potential weather and we anticipate your ferry crossing is going to be impacted.
It is the most East Coast Canadian thing to deal with. Like, and only if you go to the farthest east part of the province or this country where Newfoundland is as far east as it goes, and especially Labrador, it's isolated by water. And this is what happens all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it took me 3 days or something to get back when I came back after the Christmas break. So I'm kind of curious. I hope I can get back on Monday, but it's seeming more and more likely that may not be happening. I will know more tomorrow because the ferry has to leave Nova Scotia to get here. So if it doesn't leave Nova Scotia, I know that it's not getting here to pick me up. So we'll wait and see.
It's going to be like this.
Listen, that sound effect's going to get used in a little bit. Don't you worry.
It's going to get used throughout the show. Mine is my old man, get off clouds. Is somebody, anybody who follows me on Twitter may have seen that I posted about the traffic issue. So I live just off one of the major arteries and on in a cul-de-sac. And mine's like a little loop-de-loop, and there's a cul-de-sac in the middle. And then if you turn the other direction, you go up a big hill that leads to my wife's school. So, Greg, it's September. School is back in. What do we decide that we're going to start doing in September?
Oh, dude, if that's the case, if this is construction, I can completely empathize because they decided to do the exact same thing at the intersection near my house, where they decided to tear up the sidewalks when school goes in. But they didn't do that all summer long.
Yeah, it is a reoccurring theme in this in HRM. And I don't know if it's like this. Please comment below as we're grumpy old man screaming at clouds. And yeah, I don't get it, Greg. I don't understand. And what I also don't understand, and maybe you can explain this to me because you're smarter than me when it comes to this common sense world stuff. Why do we do half projects?
I legitimately, and has said repeatedly this summer, that I'm pretty confident what they were trying to do with this most recent work near my place is they decided to put in some bus stops along the street further down that street. And they did that first, and it took them all summer. And I legitimately am wondering if they're doing this just to get their hours for unemployment, like legitimately at this point.
I don't mind the bus stops, Greg. I don't mind the sidewalks. I don't mind the work. What I don't like is the fact that they start one project, and then they're while they're working on that one project, they start ripping up another one. And it's like, Here's a wild idea. You have a subdivision, work in the one subdivision, do everything really quickly, and then move on to the next subdivision. So you're not impacting. So where that street leading towards my wife's school, the street up above, there's three of them ripped up. There's the one over by Giant Robot Comic in Woodlawn that's ripped up right in front of the, like, across street from the Giant Robot place. They ripped up a whole section of that. It's like they're just going around ripping things up and then leaving them for 2 weeks. And it's just, it doesn't make sense. You know how they do road work in Sweden?
I don't know.
So when they do, like, divided highway, they tear up the whole thing, Greg. And then they move, they do, they basically tear, fill, and they do it 1 kilometer at a time. But they do the whole thing in rapid succession so that it's done very quickly.
Yeah.
So they're not like here. I don't know if you've driven down the South Shore. It's a Nova Scotia thing. They tore up the section to set up for the divided highway. And it's been
there 2 weekends ago. And now it's started to regrow in.
And you go,
like, they cleared the land, and you're just like, they cleared like 20 kilometers of land, and then now they're gonna have to redo it all. But what drives me nuts is that prioritize this stuff. Like, okay, do the sidewalks near school in the summer and work on bus stops and stuff during the fall if you've got to do it, or during the spring when, you know, instead of like when all the kids. So the intersection they did, there are three schools that use those crosswalks to get their kids to school, and technically potentially four.
It just, so, we are the city that does not have the city planners, and the city planners should all be fired. Like, whoever's in charge of this should be horsewhipped. I don't even know if firing's strong enough. The traffic, Greg, was spilling onto Portland Street, which in our,
I believe it,
which means that you have, that's like the major artery and one of the two in Dartmouth. Like, there's two major arteries, and all the shortcuts around all torn up. It was just one of those things where you shook your head like, you guys, like, seriously, it's not this complicated. Don't do construction work. Or if you have to, and it's going to affect traffic that much, you can do it at night. They're doing it in other places in the city.
Yeah.
The Bedford Highway is being torn apart and it's being all done at night.
Right, because that makes sense.
Yeah. Anyways, these are like, there's people in Ontario listening to this. Like, Randy's listening to this later. You know, one half of the Raw Dogs with Eric B. They, those guys are listening to it.
He's laughing because he's like, you guys have no idea.
You have no idea. Well, also, they do their construction at night. They don't have all this bullshit.
Yeah.
So, Greg, I saw him come up and I was like, oh my God, Greg's going to lose his mind. And so did I, Greg. It was a minute late. You know why?
Why?
Because I had to make you not just one Booker T sound effect, but two Booker T sound effects.
Oh, shucky ducky quack quack. Oh, shucky ducky quack quack.
That's right. You have shucky ducky quack quack and oh, shucky ducky quack quack. Because Booker T, I think, is here for the next 2 weeks, because God bless Corey Graves. Looks like he gets a little vacation. Also, God bless WWE. You know, I know that they do a lot of things. They're an evil corporation, but Greg, can we agree that their work-life balance seems to have improved dramatically in our lifetime?
I'm scared to see where you're going with this.
Just that, like, they get, when, okay, how many weeks did JR have off in our entire life?
Oh, you mean with, like, Corey Graves getting a break?
He gets 2 weeks vacation.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know where you were going with that. Okay.
As long as we don't keep Booker T permanently, this is fine.
There's my fear right there. Like, why couldn't we have Wade Barrett back on Monday night or on Friday night with us?
Why couldn't we have a Corey Graves soundboard where we had the best hits of Corey Graves and Michael Cole was just hitting buttons rather than a real commentator?
Yeah.
The Miz. I'll take The Miz. I would take The Miz.
He was busy last night.
But he could have done the Jerry Lawler thing and got up, did his match, come back and did more commentary.
Yeah, I don't think that doesn't make sense based on what happened in the match. So he wouldn't come back, because then all you would have heard the rest of the night was about the match and what happened.
Dragon Lee speaks very little English. I would have appreciated him.
I don't know, but we should probably talk about this.
Okay, fine. This is going to take a while. So Greg and I decided to do the podcast on Saturday. Speaking of podcasts, recap number one. Hey, Gregory, didn't we already do a podcast about this? We're not going to talk about this anymore.
That stinker that was WrestlePalooza?
You and ESPN hated that podcast, hated that show.
Because it was a terrible show.
It was a C.
That's generous. Listen, really if it wasn't for the
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A women's match on that show? That was like a D-.
Oh, the John Cena match was fine. It wasn't long. It wasn't offensive.
It was offensive.
How about the, and also the fact that we got to see one of the Usos concuss himself.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't. Yeah, WrestlePalooza, that's a big old stinker.
My name is Paul Heyman, and he's out. And apparently, this is supposed to be a one-night thing, is what he's saying. With he steals Cody's catchphrase. He asks people what they want to talk about, and the crowd chants OTC. But Paul says we should be talking about things like Seth Rollins, Bronson Reed, Bron Breakker. And then Cody interrupts, and he really wants to talk about the Beast. And he asks, who's he talking to? An oracle? A wise man? Or is it an advocate? And Paul says that Brock is coming around, and when Brock's around, everybody's in danger. But out of nowhere, the Bronze appear. The Vision is in the house, Greg.
Hold on, before we proceed, I saw something online. I don't know how accurate it is, so don't hold us to it. But I think that Brock Lesnar isn't booked now until Royal Rumble.
So? Does it really hurt your feelings?
I guess my question is, why the hell did we have him back to do the John Cena thing then?
Probably because John Cena wanted one last Brock Lesnar match.
I don't know. If someone wanted what we got, I don't know what the hell's wrong with them.
Anyways, the Bronze come in. Cody then stares down Braun and says, you know what, Paul, I've been around all the great bookers. No one's been able to figure out what Paul Heyman wants. But one thing he doesn't want is you. You are not his priority. And then that makes Bron Breakker mad. He rips off his shirt. Cody takes off his tie, gives his very expensive watch for Booker T to take care of. Like, I don't know if he tosses it to Book. And game on. The fight's on. Cody does a really good job of fighting them both off, but he gets overwhelmed by the numbers and Randy Orton saves him. And Greg, my favorite part was the end of this. Just subtle. Like, I got to say, people say Randy Orton is a lot of things. He's not, he may not be a great actor in the sense his dialogue's not great, but boy, is he a good visual actor. He just takes the title before he gives it to Cody, and he looks at it for just a split second longer than he should have, and then hands it to his buddy, as if to say, hey, I haven't forgotten.
I'll get this eventually, yeah.
So, Greg, what do you think? Do you think this is a hint for the long term? And are we getting a Braun, Cody, Orton tag match? Holla, holla, playa, playa?
I think all those things are true.
So eventually we'll go back to Orton and Cody. I'm thinking maybe Rumble.
Possibly. I could see that.
Because I don't think this is a WrestleMania match. Unless it's like Orton's last WrestleMania match.
I don't know. I had considered that. But I think that, yeah. Here's what I think is going to happen. I think Crown Jewel. I think the Bronze versus Cody and Randy.
Well, it can't be Crown Jewel because Cody has to wrestle
That's right. Cody's gonna wrestle
But don't worry, there's a lot of SmackDowns between here and there, Greg.
No, that's fair. I was just trying to think because it feels like to me that they're gonna set this up for Survivor Series, where it's gonna be the Vision versus the Nightmares or something.
Yeah, Cody's the American Nightmares versus the Vision.
Yeah.
Which means we need another tag team to fill out the Vision to make five.
Okay. What do you mean?
So normally,
there's the Bronze, there's Seth.
And you need one more. You need two more.
I mean, you could have Becky.
Well, maybe that's what, the way we go, because normally it's 5-on-5. Maybe we go 4-on-4, and it's the three dudes plus Becky versus
Randy, Cody, CM Punk.
Randy, Cody, CM Punk, and AJ Lee. There you go. There's your match.
There's a 4-on-4.
And I'm sure we could pull in another guy from each side.
Yeah.
You could pull in Gunther. Gunther's going to be back sooner rather than later.
Yeah. There's lots of
options. And you know what? There. Gunther and John Cena. There's your hero team. Is you add John Cena to the good guys and Gunther to the bad guys.
Yep.
That'd be fun. I am down. Have Becky and AJ start and go.
Or maybe they don't do Becky and AJ. Maybe they add two guys each. I don't know.
Or maybe they do a women's one as well. Because I would be down with that too. We'd get two on the same show, a guys and a gals.
Yeah, they don't seem to like those traditional Survivor Series match, though.
Do them both as war games. I'm down.
I was going to say, all I can think of now is, you know, we could get Triple H and Shawn Michaels in war games, so.
Team NXT versus Team WWE. I'm sure NXT will do fine. By the way, let's take a quick side quest. Did you see the TNA invaded on Tuesday and NXT?
I did not get a chance to watch it, no.
No, just the only person people reacted to is Matt Cardona.
That's right.
Because who else is, like, you look at the other people. Yeah. The other news of the week is the former Dana Brooke, Ash by Elegance, has had to give up her title last night on the PLE. I haven't read more about this. I just saw it in my headlines this morning.
I saw that as well.
My thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but that's, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, hopefully she's okay. I hate watching somebody end their career on an injury where they don't get an ending. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. Okay. Oh boy, Greg, I forgot this was coming. Backstage, the Street Profits are asking about, they got asked about the tension between them. And Ford says that they're like brothers. They fight every once in a while, but they're hungry. And Dawkins is like, brothers fight. We want smoke. Let's go.
I'm assuming that, you know, they probably, if they're hungry, they should probably go to a barbecue place so they can get the smoked meat.
So, Street Profits versus Mello and Miz for the number one contenders. And really nothing happens until after the first commercial. Mello and Miz have matching gear, and they have Ford isolated. This is a cool DDT by Miz. I like they got a nice leg drop. Eventually, Ford gets the hot tagged Dawkins after there's a little miscommunication, because they have Ford dead to rights, and Miz does the thing where he tags in from behind, and this time Mello ain't having it, and they start arguing. This allows a tag to Dawkins. Dawkins comes in, his fast paced offense, his spinning splash. He hits, he ends up hitting his, I don't even know, it's like his slam, and then we get the, From the Heavens frog splash. The best part is Mello could have made the save.
Right.
But he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
And Miz gets pinned and gets done. And the Wyatt stare down at the end between them and the Profits. There's so many teams on this roster. We're going back to the Profits already. I was very surprised.
I was not. Not in the least bit.
So, also, did you notice they were missing a Wyatt?
Yeah. I was going to say, Uncle Howdy wasn't there, was he?
Nope. No Uncle Howdy. Bo Dallas is sneaky old. So, I hope he's okay.
Okay.
Anyways, Greg, is this going to lead to the Street Profits breaking up? Or are they going to get the titles back? Because if they win the titles and we ship the Wyatts back over to Randy C and Eric B, the Raw Dogs, who cover Raw for the Hub Sports Entertainment Network every Monday or Tuesday right after the show or Tuesday morning, I wouldn't mind. They can have them. We're generous friends.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But they can't have Pretty Deadly, but they can have these suckers.
Yes.
Jade faces, this is the first of the Stephanie face-offs. Stephanie Vercaire is backstage with Jade. Jade cuts her promo, but the triple threat match, the storm is coming, and she is going to win the title. Stephanie, that's not going to happen, by the way. I'm like, Stephanie interrupts.
So hold on. I got to ask a question here, because this is important.
Okay.
And inquiring minds want to know. A couple of weeks ago, we had a very important podcast where you were very inquisitive, Brad. Do you remember this podcast?
It was a Friday night, or Saturday morning, and I was inquisitive. Yeah. What was I inquisitive about?
Tiffany Jade had a bit of a promo battle, and you weren't sure about certain things. And I asked our listeners to send you maybe photographs of various things. Did anyone reach out to you?
No, not even. I was assuming Eric was going to give me a detailed video.
I figured the raw dog would kind of step in here. So I figured I'd ask you now, you know, if the storm was coming, I didn't know if you had an idea of where the eye of her storm would be.
I do, but
good.
I don't want to have to change. If I give you detailed description, I'm going to have to change us rating on the podcast for the player.
Okay, well then maybe that's best not to, but okay, well I figured I'd ask.
Hey Greg, I know you were really excited for the next match. Julia versus Kiana James with Julia and Kiana James versus Meechan and B-Fab. This is the creme de la creme of tag team wrestling.
Brad, I tell you, like, this is what Friday nights are for.
So I have a question for you. Before this match, inside from bell to bell on SmackDown, how many offensive moves had Kiana James hit?
Before this match?
Yes.
On SmackDown? I'm going to say zero.
You're 100% correct. Now, by the
The only match she's had on SmackDown was the 3-second roll-up that Meechan did to her.
Right. And then after this match, I counted all of her offensive moves. How many offensive moves did she hit?
I don't even know. Two?
It was six. There were three shoulder tackles, two punches, and two kicks.
That's seven.
Sorry. Yeah, seven then. She didn't, like, I feel so bad because I've seen Kiana James wrestle, and this is doing her no. This is screwing both of them. Julia can't talk. Kiana James can't wrestle apparently, but she can, and Julia doesn't need to talk. So this is just to make the two of them annoying.
I guess so.
This match isn't even worth talking about. Julia holds. They basically isolate.
Hold on, it's not worth talking about. Why are you talking about it?
It's just B-Fab getting isolated. There's a missile drop kick on the outside by Meechan, which looked awesome, but she's holding her back the rest of the match. The big sequence is that Meechan hits a DDT. Julia eats a super kick. James then... James eats a super kick. She then stumbles into the corner, hits the tag Julia. Julia hits on to Meechan. She hits that hip attack and then her Northern Lights bomb for the win. This is building to nothing, correct?
Yeah.
And who is Julia's number one contender?
Who cares?
That title's decorational?
Yeah.
Charlotte and Alexa in the back, they were talking about how maybe this is a new tag team for them to wrestle. Sure. Sol Ruka and Zarya come in, Zaruka, and they deserve a title shot. Which two titles does Soul hold, by the way? They put them in the graphic. Did you catch it?
No. There's probably a TNA title and an NXT title, is it?
NXT, she's the Women's North American Champion and the NXT Speed Champion.
Oh, right, because they're no longer in bed with Twitter.
So you can watch Speed matches on NXT. They are 3 minutes. And also, at the PLE, there are a whopping 10 minutes.
Very good.
So that's tonight. You can watch the WWE Presents NXT PLE. Here in Canada, it's just on Netflix. If you're in the States, I don't even know. I assume. Well, that's right, because you need both of those things in order to watch all the WWE programming. Yeah. Or if, or insert promo here for the whichever VPN has sponsored us.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
So, yeah, I guess they are saying that Zaruka has to get along and win something in order to get a match. Sure, this would be a match. I don't know if you've seen these two gals wrestle, but they're certainly better than most of... Well, they're better than either of the tag teams that were in the last match.
Well, that's fair. All right, moving on.
Hey, Greg, Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
He's coming out in a walking boot. And he's mad. And you know what? This is where I have a question for you, Greg. Did he get screwed at the PLE?
I don't think so, but he certainly thinks so.
I think the referee preventing the kick to the head, if you go back and listen to our podcast, you were like, why did he stop that kick to the head?
Yeah, I mean, that part there, I'd forgotten about that part.
The count is fine. The referee dived out of the ring and to dodge the count and then finally got back in. But him saving
that
Cody.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah
but him saving Cody from the booth. Just DQ the guy. And then Drew lost by DQ and is entitled to a rematch. But instead, he has a hurt foot, at least according to Drew. But Nick Aldis comes out and says, our medical team says you're fine. And then Drew's like, no, my medical team. I don't trust your medical team because it goes along with the crazy internet person. But
I was going to say, this sounds, Drew McIntyre sounds more and more like he's really at home in Florida, is all I wanted to say as we watch this.
Anyways, we have Jacob Fatu come out and he basically tells him to stop bitching and man up and fight him. Drew is like, if I wasn't hurt, and he's like, and takes his mic from him, and Jacob swats the mic back and says, if you weren't hurt, what? And then Drew headbutts him. Well, that's a mistake if you're wearing a walking boot, because you know what I mean? Jacob Fatu goes to town on him. We didn't get a moonsault, but he did blast him with the boot after he ripped it off.
Yep, so I guess we're going to have Fatu and McIntyre.
Can't be any worse than the other feud that we're exposed to later on. Lee's in the back. He's thanking him for the match. And we're going to get an actual open challenge, Greg.
We are.
Did you see the shadowy figure in the background?
No.
I think it was supposed to be hinting to the fact that the open challenge character, we saw him in the background. But from the shadow, I couldn't tell who it was.
Very good.
Greg, and so Solo Sikoa introduced us to the newest member of My Family Trauma, Olympic gold medalist JC Mateo.
Okay.
Greg, the only thing I can say for my friends, I hope that MFTs filmed all of these in one setting. That they got a 4-week vacation, they filmed these a month ago, and they're going to wait for them all to air. So are we going to get all five people in? Do you think we're going to get Tall Tonga's next? Do you think we're also going to get the other Tongan? Now, he should be healed by now. He got hurt in the War Games match last year.
Did he? I don't know.
Or maybe it was around Royal Rumble. I don't remember. There was at one point three brothers plus JC Mateo.
Oh, that's fair. That's right. That was one of the Tongans.
There's three Tongan brothers. There's Tala Tonga, Tama Tonga, and Tongaloa. And we've only ever gotten two out of three at one time. So hopefully all the guys are back. I would love these guys to go feud with the Wyatts on Raw.
You want them to feud on Raw? I am not opposed to them going to Raw. Let's be honest here.
Eric B. and Randy C., the Raw Dogs, do such a good job covering all this on the best damn Raw show on the internet. Draw Straws Raw here on the Hub, Sports and Entertainment Network. Do you like how I'm just dropping these in casually throughout the show?
I love it. So I do see that he wasn't an Olympian, but he didn't win anything.
Quiet. Don't make sense. He's an Olympic champion.
Do you know what country he represented?
Guam.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that.
I didn't.
He didn't win for America, that's for sure.
He was their flag bearer in the 2004 Olympics in Athens.
Yes, because the whole country probably had about 10 athletes.
Yeah.
Sammy comes out next for the Open Challenge. The Open Challenge the way that God intended. And Greg, did you recognize our NXT star?
I did, because actually before he even came out, I was going to say, this is going to be that same guy who came up and challenged, what was it, like Cody Rhodes one point?
He was in a tag match.
Or was it Randy Orton?
Yeah, he's had a match with Randy on NXT, and he also had a tag match here on Raw. We saw him in like a six-man or something. But your boy is bouncy.
He's bouncy.
That's what his theme song says. He goes, "Your boy is bouncy."
Okay.
Because the thing is, he flies, and you got to see some. I love Javon Evans. I think if he stays healthy, like that, the kid is 22.
So this is certainly not his first SmackDown.
Yeah.
He was on SmackDown back in May 30th, where Los Garzas beat Javon Evans and Rey Fénix.
Right. So that was back. I mean, Rey Fénix it's too bad he didn't have a brother or something he could team with. He keeps having to find these makeshift partners.
It's so sad.
If only there was some sort of lucha bro that he could hang out with.
You know, that would be nice of them if they could pull out something like that.
I have a bad feeling he's going to be teaming with Dragon Lee next.
Listen, don't give them any ideas. But I think you're right. Like, I think, wasn't it the first,
he wrestled NXT Randy song. He wrestled Randy on NXT. And Randy is, I mean, and he hits one of the best RKOs. It's up there with the Evan Bourne RKO. Like, he's just flying through the air, and then boom, Randy just smokes the kid. Sam, and he that sells.
That was October 2024.
Wow. Back when he was like 21.
Crazy.
Sammy hits early arm drags, and Javon is just flying. Javon hits a slick looking dive to the outside, that like thing where he just dives over to the top ropes. But the other one that was great just before the first commercial was when he went to go dive and Sammy just dives the ring and clotheslines him. Sammy hits a blue thunder bomb at one point, but that's not tries to, and it gets countered. Javon answers with a Frankensteiner off top rope. You see Sammy like trying to keep his balance.
Yeah.
There's also Javon hits his finisher, that huge top rope cutter, which looked great, but it wasn't enough. I love the fact that he keeps trying to hit the haluva kick Sammy does, and Javon keeps dodging it. The ending of this one though was when Javon tries to hit his crazy splash from the top ropes. So he spins and rotates three or four times and he misses. So Sammy rolls. And as Javon rolls through, tumbles through and lands in the corner, Sammy's right there with the haluva kick and then right into the blue thunder bomb for the quick win. And then classy Sami Zayn at the end, picking Javon up, giving the kid a little bit of encouragement, and then rolling out of the ring, letting Javon get his flowers. There was a botch in this match, but it was during the commercial break. So if you watched it after the fact, you never saw it. It was a close call too, because Javon got dropped on the back of his head during a botched powerbomb.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
So you have to think about the fact that most of the last sequence was all done after Javon was rocked. So I give, this was the match of the night. The main of the event was working towards being a good match, and then the Irish fell out of her.
Yes.
I love Chelsea.
We got a couple more segments here first.
Yes, very short segments. Chelsea tries to recruit Nia Jax to the Secret Service because apparently Piper Niven has fallen off the cliff. And
apparently that injury may be career threatening.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah.
Nia doesn't want anything to do with that. She then runs in. She then runs into Stephanie Vaquer and basically threatens to kill Stephanie. But don't worry, Stephanie, you won't have to deal with Nia Jax. In fairness, most of the problems in the main event are not Nia Jax's fault. Actually, I think, except maybe one. There's one I think that can be blamed mostly on one particular member of the team in the main event, and the other one being the other person. So okay. Damian Priest talking to Kip Williams, toxic masculinity. Kip's in a wheelchair with an arm brace on. He stands up and then he falls back into his wheelchair. And all Priest says is bitches be tripping. And of course, Aleister Black appears out of nowhere and kicks him in the head.
Hold on. That's where we get tonight's episode. Bitches be tripping. That's our title for tonight.
Well, Aleister Black can't help but sneak up behind, kick him in the head and say, we got to leave. Only one of us will be left standing after this feud. Whoever loses needs to go to another show.
Hopefully.
And hopefully the show for their sake is not AEW.
Yeah.
Greg. Can you tell we don't review AEW? There's a reason why.
No. I'm fearful of what's coming next.
You're fearful of the main event? Jade, Nia Jax, and Tiffany Stratton?
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, in fairness, until they go to the last sequence, this is actually a very good match.
Was it, though?
I would say it was good. I was more than passable.
I didn't like this from the beginning, if I'm being honest. I thought it was pretty... Yeah, this to me was just terrible right from the start.
There was a lot of moves early. Tiffy is off when she tries to hit her dive to the outside. Nia can't... It's no fault on Nia. Tiffy clips the ropes and can't catch her. And then Jade's infinite wisdom, after she's already hit her head, let's drop her on her head some more.
Yeah.
I have no use for Jade anymore after this match. She's an accident waiting to happen.
I did this match just really, yeah.
Well, it had a handicap. It had a handicap of, we don't want to see this combination ever again going into this match.
Yeah. I mean, there's that, but it's just like the none of it was clean. Like, you know, there's that one point in the match where Tiffany goes up to the top rope to hit the Swanton Bomb, and both Nia Jax and Jade Cargill were down, and then Cargill starts like scooting across the ring to try to get up, and I'm like, okay, but you gotta get, if you're gonna get out of the shot, get out of the shot. Like
the other part was the superplex on Nia. Like, good for Nia for taking that bump. But it looked bad for everyone involved. And then Tiffany tries to hit the prettiest moonsault ever. And you're right, Jade is scooting out on that one as well. When Jade...
Then there was the whole end of the sequence, like getting towards the end of the match, right?
Okay,
like,
so wait, let's go to the very end. The match goes off the... it goes off the rails?
Before it goes off the rails. So you have the sequence outside the ring prior... Before Jade busts herself open or gets busted open. So there's the sequence outside the ring where Jade tries to take Nia up on her back and then collapses. And I'm assuming that was set up to do the next spot. That's fine. But if Jade is supposed to be this super strong woman, why do you do that spot? It makes Jade look weak.
Yeah, the other spot I had was the handspring. It was the handspring where... Jade tries to hit Jaded, and Tiffy, you can see Tiffy, everything in Tiffy's abs and everything are tightened up because Jade can't grab her arms. So Tiffy's out like this, like a starfish, trying to hold herself in position. And all Jade's supposed to do is grab two arms and drop her. It took uncomfortably long time, but Jade should have been, Tiffy should have reversed it.
Yeah.
It was brutal. The whole thing was brutal. And then it hit the ultimate brutal spot where they're on the outside and Jade goes face first into the steps. And I can't blame this on Nia. Like, Nia does the spot. Jade's the one supposed to put her hands up and protect herself. And what? She doesn't put her hands up? Like, how does she end up cutting? Like, she looks like she's going to need a crap load of stitches.
I don't know. I don't know if that was planned or not. I doubt it was.
It was not planned because the referee got in on the...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Trying to hide her spot. And Jade hid after she was in her last sequence. She was done for the rest of the match.
Well, that's the part that I didn't understand either, right? So I saw the referee go over and check on Jade. Then she had to run back around the ring to get to Nia to check on Nia, and then come back to her again while Nia gets back in the ring, come back to Jade again, I should say. But yeah, we didn't see Jade anymore in that match. And
once she hit the Eye of the Storm, I think is the finishing, was the move she hit, was just like a boss man slam.
Yeah.
Which she hits on Nia, and then Tiffy comes in and drop kicks her in the face, which Jade then rolls out into medical treatment, which,
right,
fair enough, she's bleeding like a faucet. And one, two, three. And the ref holds up. Naya's looking at her like, why didn't you just count three?
Yeah. This is where you're like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
The rule in WWE for years has been, if the person doesn't put their shoulders up, you just count through. I'm wondering if Naya's hurt at that point.
I don't know.
Naya did not want to kick out. So then she's pissed. They then quickly have to hit a prettiest moonsault ever to get to the finish. And then the other best part is throughout the entire thing, you have a little red dot right here on the tip of poor Tiffany's chin. Like, she had Jade's blood on the tip of her chin for the rest of this, like, face-off with Stephanie Vaquer.
With Stephanie? I didn't even notice the blood.
It was just this match hit a certain point, and then, Greg, you got your whole favorite thing, because I was waiting for Booker T after that blood started flowing to yell. Oh. Duck it, duck it, quack, quack.
But what did we get in reality?
Oh, this match ended the way that God intended.
Yep.
WWE, learn your lesson. This, you can't run this back anymore. All right.
Yeah.
Greg, I know you got your scissors out, so let's do this.
This is your SmackDown synopsis.
And the synopsis today is brought to you by the Hub Sports Entertainment Network, which features not just your Smack Daddies, Greg and myself. It also features the Raw Dogs, Eric B. and Randy C. Oh, yeah. You know what the Macho Man says? He says, listen to Russ, Russ, Raw here on the Hub. Oh, yeah.
And if Randy doesn't cut that and put that into his show, like Eric singing us this Rebel Heart, I don't know what's wrong with him.
Need a little bit of excitement? Listen to the Raw Dogs. Oh, yeah.
There you go. There's a bonus one for it.
All
right. My daughter was very impressed yesterday. We were out. I bought a Slim Jim, and I did the whole Randy one, and she was like, "Your Randy Orton is really good." I'm like, "It's not that good." Every wrestling fan has
Randy Orton is really good.
My Randy Savage.
I assume at this point you hit her with the RKO, right?
In the middle of the store. Climbed up on the thing, and then I did my arms went out, and I stood on top of the cash for the cash.
Did you punch her in the head?
No, just the RKO. Oh. Then I picked her up and put her over my shoulder and drug her out.
All right,
let's roll back to the beginning, Gregory. Oh, boy. This felt like a long show, but really not much happened. Okay, first of all, Greg, tell me how you feel about our buddy Booker T.
Yeah, you can hit it.
Dougie, Dougie, whack, whack, moment in the house.
No, that was not the one he hit.
That is the one when you got Booker T.
There we go. That's a bit better.
So Booker T.
Without Stephanie McCurr match, I don't need Booker.
Booker T. Okay, listen to me. The Booker T sound effect is officially one of our like boo sound effects. Because I know how you feel about Booker T.
Chucky Ducky Quack Quack is a boo. You're going to have to find something better than that.
Just Booker T showing up could be like, it's Booker T. Ah! All right. So Greg, Paul Heyman, Cody Rhodes interaction.
I like this.
Agreed. Street Profits versus Mello and Miz.
Meh.
Yeah.
That's about where we are. Middle of the road.
Yeah. I'm going to put all of the Jade versus Stephanie Vauquer, Jade versus Tiffy, Jade versus Nia interactions.
Stephanie Vauquer versus
all of them. All those get lumped together. What do you want to do with those?
They're fine.
They're
nothing that are like, there's nothing there that I would necessarily need to see, but it's kind of a fun way to tie the story together. So I'm okay with it.
Greg, what do you want to do with? Oh, I know which one. Julia and Kiana James versus Meechan and B-Fab.
Ooh, we're gonna. There we go.
That's a bust right there. That's like, and okay, how about Alexa Bliss versus Zaruka? Is Alexa and the best friends versus the Zaruka?
Digital exclusive.
This one is one of those.
This Rebel Heart.
There you go.
Drew McIntyre promo, which leads to Jacob Fatu.
Yeah, this is fine. This is hitting a little too close to home in today's environment, though. So, yeah, okay.
You better get in where you fit in.
Yeah, all right. I like that.
Because that's exactly what happened. Sami Zayn, and I'm going to loop the Sami Zayn one with the Sami Zayn backstage piece. Also with the solo one. Because I know you're doing the same thing with both of them.
Oh, by the way, in the background was actually Shinsuke.
Oh, great. So Shinsuke is going to be back to haunt him. Great.
Yeah.
Although they had a great match, but 10 years ago, I don't know if Shinsuke's got one of those in him.
I don't know. But, yeah.
So what do you want to do with the My Family Tree and Dragon Lee?
Oh, the My Family Tree and Dragon Lee? No.
Sami Zayn, open challenge, which leads to our match with Javon Evans.
I love this match. This was great, and they did an open challenge right.
I will beat the ever-living hustle, loyalty, respect right back in your ass!
Because he did beat the hustle, loyalty, and respect into him. Damian Priest and Aleister Black and Kip Williams. I feel bad, because if this is Kip Williams, we're keeping it. But with Aleister Black popping back up,
I thought, no, you know what? I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Maybe not that strong. That's too strong.
No, I think that I like that. I think that was a good one. Bitches be tripping, though. That's the line of the night.
But the problem is, Greg, you know this leads to a match.
Of Kit Wilson versus Damian Priest?
No. Of Damian Priest versus Aleister Black. And I don't, that's the problem with this.
I'm living right now in bliss and thinking about Kit Wilson and Damian Priest.
And I maybe Pretty Deadly. Can you imagine Pretty Deadly and Aleister Black as a faction? There you go. There's the, that would be the light and the dark. Greg,
that would be funny with the disco ball and trying to get the disco ball and Aleister Black's theme song. Or entrance, that would be funny.
Yeah, that's right. So he comes out, he does the spooky thing, and then he stops at the top of the ramp, puts his arms over, and then all of a sudden the music starts, and he starts going. And he's doing the little dance, and he's boogieing all the way to the ring. Like, totally change Aleister Black's character. Jade versus Nia Jax versus Tiffany Stratton in Botcharam. What's it? Botchamania's just can have a field day. Well, Botchamania can literally probably put on a new segment just with this match.
Yeah, hit it.
The most negative sound effect I can give you, Gregory.
Try again. No, still not good enough. Try it again. No, still not good enough. Try it again. I'm looking for the toilet flush, because that's what that was at the end.
I'll put it in post, Greg. This match.
You had it on the board.
I thought I did have it on the board, but I can't find it quickly. Oh, sorry, Greg. Anyways, this match was just hot garbage.
Yeah. Yeah.
The worst.
This is this match was like that turd that won't go down after you flush. You got to flush two or three times. That's what this was.
The only good news about this is I think Nia, I hope Nia and Jade aren't seriously hurt, but I hope that they're not around for a while.
Sure. It pains me because Tiffy. Yeah, we love Tiffy, but
where's Bianca Belair? Get well soon. We need somebody in this division.
Yeah, we need something.
That's it. That's the show for today. Greg, coming live from Newfoundland. It's almost lunchtime there, and here in Halifax, the sun is shining, and my wife's going to make me chores. So, from Brad and Greg. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and we'll see you next time here on the Smack Daddies, live on the Sports Hub and Entertainment Network. Goodbye, friends.
The Smack Daddies. The revolutionary podcast in sports entertainment. Bob and Greg and Brad, the dad bless you all. The lovely tales. But Friday night, SmackDown and beyond. Go to the outer limits of your mind with the Smack Daddies.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.